This is Jay Sekulow. We've got a very important update. It's the third year of prison for Saeed Abedini. His crime, he's a Christian.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm a wife and a single mom now for the last 3 years of a husband who's in prison in Iran because of his Christian faith. And I'm here standing here as a face to show you that Christians in Iran live in fear of being arrested simply for gathering with other Christians and praying and reading the Bible peacefully. That's why my husband was sentenced to 8 years in prison for peacefully gathering with other Christians in homes.
And I understand the Iranian government tased and brutally interrogated him this week, and now he's facing new criminal charges.
He is. They, you know, as we're talking about better relationships between the two countries, they're harassing and abusing the American citizens there. A few days ago, they tased my husband. They interrogated him in the most harsh manner, and they brought up new charges against him.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Why does our daddy need to be in prison for loving Jesus?
My heart cries because it misses daddy. And while
the world is sleeping, I ask you to join me in speaking out. It's been 3 years. I've seen my kids cry themselves to sleep. I've been waking up every single morning with excruciating pain of my husband being gone. And again, people ask me how I'm doing. It's through my faith that I'm able to stand up and have joy and peace through the storms, and even stand up and speak.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want you to talk about what you will be doing to pray for Saeed Abedini. There's vigils going on around the country. Let's get the list of the countries that have planned vigils as we commemorate the third year of Saeed Abedini's incarceration. And we're going to be taking your comments on the phones. If you're praying for Saeed and his family, call us and let us know what you're doing. If you're concerned about the situation with Saeed, we want to hear from you in Iran. 1-800-684-3110. Logan will also be taking calls via comments via Periscope and Facebook.
That's right. We're already taking your comments right now on Facebook.com/JaySekulow, or go to the Jay Sekulow page, or go to Periscope. Type in Jay Sekulow. You can find us here broadcasting live. We're already taking comments down. Be a part of the show.
Jordan, I think it'd be helpful right now, we've got about 2 minutes here in this segment, to recast for everybody why Saeed Abedini is in jail.
He is in jail because of his Christian faith, and that is why. It's because he is Pastor Saeed Abedini. And so he is in prison because of his work with churches dating back to more than a decade ago in Iran, when he did not face legal trouble, did not face any charges. Family was living there and worked with churches at a time period in Iran where that was pretty acceptable activity and wasn't being punished with imprisonment, and certainly not a perfect place to be as a Christian, but was much different than when Ahmadinejad came in and then now this current regime, the Rouhani presidency in Iran. Ultimately, of course, this all flows back to the power of the Ayatollah. And to second that, I'd say it's also because of his American citizenship. He is an American, and like the other three Americans, one missing, two others in prison, that is also something that cannot be ignored. So it's this two-prong. In Iran's eyes, it's because he's a Christian, and in our country's eyes, it's his American citizenship as well.
We're getting a lot of comments coming in. Logan was just telling me, as Jordan was communicating what happened here, about the Pope. And I need to clarify something for people. What was the question that's coming in?
A lot of people, that is the majority of the questions right now. People are just wondering about the Pope and exactly why he hasn't said necessarily something about Saeed publicly when he's gone and talked about other issues.
He is, I will tell you this, the Vatican is fully engaged. The Pope is going to be personally engaged on this. He's had a request from the President of the United States. He's had a request from Nagma Abedini. He's had a request from the U.N. General Assembly. I'll talk more about when we come back from the break. It's a good question. I'm glad people are asking with the Pope being here. But I want you to know that. I want everybody to know that angle is being worked. That issue is being worked. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. 1,134,000 people have signed our petition for freeing Saeed. Will you join it today? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's a critical time in the fight to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Tomorrow marks the third anniversary of his captivity. This troubling milestone comes as Pastor Saeed recovers from a new round of beatings by prison officials this week. Iranian President Rouhani will speak to the UN General Assembly in the days ahead. At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time this U.S. citizen was freed. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Folks, 3 years in prison is what Saeed Abedini is suffering right now, and his family's paying the price of that. I want to play for you a statement from Nagme, and then I'm going to ask you to take some action here as we work the United Nations and the asking the Pope's involvement. Number six.
I asked you to join me in speaking out. It's been 3 years. I've seen my kids cry themselves to sleep. I've been waking up every single morning with excruciating pain of my husband being gone. And again, people ask me how I'm doing. It's through my faith that I'm able to stand up and have joy and peace through the storms and even stand up and speak. Please use our family, use this example to talk with Iran and address human rights issues, address religious freedom issues, and address Iran on the persecution of religious minorities.
It's interesting that that we have the situation with the Pope here right now, because this, I think, sets up what we're trying to do. Folks, here's what you heard what Nagme said. That was, by the way, Jordan, that was a series of meetings, or that was the meeting with the Interparliamentarian Group, correct?
That's right. And so that has representatives from all over the world, and over 50 countries have signed a letter. Those parliamentarians that represent over 50 countries, and 67 of them representing over 50 countries signed a letter calling on for Saeed's release.
So what we want you to do is add your name to this petition. You heard now we have over 67 countries represented. We also have over 1,134,000 Americans represented. If you haven't signed this petition for Saeed's release, 3 years in chains because he's basically a prisoner for Christ. That's what it is. We urge you to make that call right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And there are rallies and vigils going on this weekend all over the world. But let's take some comments and let's take some phone calls.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Adam, who's calling from California. Adam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. I'm just, you know, he's a prime example of what's going to happen in the days to come, because he's standing up for the best, you know, military for heaven. But if it was a military soldier for the United States of America that we pay for, maybe they would have had more urgency.
Well, let me tell you this. I think the reality is that the individual is in this situation is in jail for one reason only, and that's what Jordan said, and that's because he is a Christian and he's an American. So, Jordan, those two factors are what sets this apart from everything else.
Absolutely. Obviously, his American citizenship in light of this new deal with Iran. And so that has changed everything. Since the beginning of Saeed's imprisonment nearly 3 years ago, that marked that anniversary, unfortunate anniversary tomorrow, with over 800 prayer vigils happening around the world. And you can be a part of those, SaeedVigil.com. But this, it's important to note that because of this new relationship between the U.S. and Iran, the diplomatic dialogue, the face-to-face discussions between our top leaders and Iran's top leaders, that has become truly very important to this whole effort, that you can't really separate out the citizenship of the Americans and the reason. They all have a different reason. Whether it's being a former Marine, that's Amir Hekmati, being a journalist, that's Jason Rezaian, former FBI, Robert Levinson, and of course, in Saeed's case, a Christian pastor, all though have one common factor, they're all Americans.
Yeah, and we did not get them released as part of this deal with Iran, which is a tragedy in and of itself. Logan, we do have, if you've got there, you could read this maybe, we've got these events going on all over, the prayer vigils are going on all over the world.
Yeah, but people are chiming in with about their local churches that are that are having them. So we're getting those, a lot of comments on Facebook and Periscope about those specific ones. But there are countries, different countries having it, not just in the States. We have Argentina, Australia, bear with me, it's going to take a little bit, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Germany, India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Puerto Rico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Thailand, Trinidad, Tobago, Turkey, Uganda, Ukraine, United Kingdom, and of course here at the, in the United States.
And you said a lot of people are also, a lot of people that are on Facebook and Periscope
before
right now.
Before this, I even had this list in front of me, a lot of people were talking about their local churches having vigils in the next day or so.
Yeah, folks, if you are having a vigil for Saeed, let me encourage you to call us and talk about it at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are sending out an email today to all of our members around the world, and it says this: American pastor Saeed Abedini was threatened this week with more prison time, and that is a true development. While being interrogated, he was shocked with a taser gun. The nightmare, we say, must end. We've urged Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, with 263,000 letters. You're seeing some of those here. These are actually the last batch. They're going out today. Saturday marks the third anniversary of his imprisonment in Iran. There'll be more than 734 vigils. Logan just gave you the 34 countries. The ACLJ International Legal Team and Pastor Saeed's wife met with U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations last week. There's been a series of meetings this week, so we're moving on multiple fronts. If you're doing something in your community for Saeed's release, call us and let us know. We want this to be an encouragement to Nagme and her kids. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a comment or a call.
Sure. A lot of comments are coming out right now. People are just shocked about the tasering and these type of things. Because I think in people's minds, you generally think of a prisoner.
Yep.
You think of an American prisoner,
right,
which is not necessarily treated like this while they're incarcerated. Yeah. So, I mean, this is it's pretty interesting to see the outcry now when people realize it's more than just a jail sentence.
Yeah, well, let me play for you a comment, an interview that was done by our friends at Newsmax with Nagme addressing that very issue that Logan raised about the taser.
And I understand the Iranian government tased and brutally interrogated him this week, and now he's facing new criminal charges.
He is. They you know, as we're talking about better relationships between the two countries, they're harassing and abusing the American citizens there. A few days ago, they tased my husband. They interrogated him in the most harsh manner, and they brought up new charges against him.
Yeah, let me say one thing, Jordan, if you could do this, answer this for people, because describe, you know, someone said, I think, Logan, they were talking about an American prison and that differential. This is not an American prison.
No, this is, you
people
cannot
need to know
think
that.
Of the justice system, the prison system, these are overrun with, you know, prisons set up for 1,000 people with 5,000, pretty out of control situations, even for the high profile prisoners like Saeed, and the way that they're treated. So Saeed this week was tasered multiple times in a new round of interrogation. So physical abuse. This week, while the world is meeting at the United Nations, the Pope is in the United States, the Iranian president is on U.S. soil, landed yesterday and will be speaking to the United Nations tomorrow. And during that week, just a couple days ago,
yep.
Saeed, approaching his third anniversary, was physically abused once again by the prison authorities and by interrogators in Iran.
Again, folks, sign up in support of Saeed, ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. We urge you to do it. Let's take another call.
Sure. We're going to go to Tom from Birmingham, Alabama. We mentioned this earlier a little bit about the Pope, but that honestly is the conversation that's still going on right now. It's obviously what is being covered right now on 24-hour news.
I'm going to play for...
But Tom, what's your question or comment today?
Hey, Tom.
My question is, I was just wondering why our most holiest Pope's over here, and he has not said one word about it.
Well, that's not true. So let me play for you what he said about the persecuted church just moments ago to the United Nations General Assembly.
Regretting to have to do so, I must renew my repeated appeals regarding the painful situation of the entire Middle East, North Africa, and other African countries where Christians, together with other cultural or ethnic groups, and even members of the majority religion who have no desire to be caught up in hatred and folly, have been forced to witness the destruction of the places of worship, their cultural and religious heritage, their houses and property, and have faced the alternative either of fleeing or of paying for their adhesion to good and to peace by their own lives or by enslavement.
So the Pope has raised the issue of the persecution of the Middle East. The reason you're not hearing Saeed's name mentioned in speeches, Jordan, very quickly, we're coming up on a break, is because the Holy See is working on the release. They're part of the multinational parties we're dealing with.
That's right, and they have been previously, even to this Pope's visit, but certainly heightened attention because of the UN, because the Pope's decision to address the United Nations, the 70th anniversary of the General Assembly, and all of the, you know, the Iranian president being here, the Iran deal moving forward. This is a critical time to extend and increase the pressure.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments into Logan on Facebook and Periscope. We'll take more calls at 1-800-684-3110. We have 1,300,000 signatures for the release of Saeed Abedini. It's a phenomenal response. We are trying to grow it as he still is in jail. This is a day as we commemorate the third anniversary of his incarceration in Iran for the sake of Nagma, Jacob, and Rebecca. Go to ACLJ.org right now or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And also, respond to our email that's been sent out today. Please respond to that as well. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's a critical time in the fight to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Tomorrow marks the third anniversary of his captivity. This troubling milestone comes as Pastor Saeed recovers from a new round of beatings by prison officials this week. Iranian President Rouhani will speak to the UN General Assembly in the days ahead. At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time this U.S. citizen was freed. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
That is a song that we've done called Where I Stand. In fact, during the breaks for our audience on Facebook and Periscope, we get the version with Ricky Skaggs. Can we get that maybe and play some of that for folks? I think that would be worth seeing. That line in there is actually from Jacob Abedini, Now My Heart Is Crying, so that is from him. I do think we need let's take a phone call here and take some comments as well and then continue this conversation. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Sure, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to William, who's calling from Macon, Georgia. William, welcome to Jay Psycho Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. Real quick, I got a question and a comment. My question is this. First of all, what are these charges that they're putting against Pastor Saeed Abedini?
All right. So I think it's a great question. What are the actual charges brought against Pastor Saeed? Jordan, we know he's in jail because he's a Christian and he's an Iranian and an American. Born Iranian, became an American, and he's a Christian. We've actually seen the documents here. I mean, we've worked on this case long enough that we know what's going on. But they always use this national security tag as the main reason, right?
Yeah, all the three Americans in prison right now in Iran, similar charges. There's some unique to each of their backgrounds. So in Saeed's case, as a former Christian pastor, yep, was attempting to undermine the national security of Iran through work, illegal assemblies. And basically that was the house churches and the churches. So that was seen as a national security crime. And that is also a common denominator between the three Americans who we know are being imprisoned right now in Iran, all three with national security crimes.
So 1,134,000 people have signed our petition for Saeed's release. 263,000 of you have sent letters to the United Nations. These are letters, individual names on each one of these letters. We need you to join with us if you haven't already done so. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Do it for Nagme. Do it for Jacob. Do it for Rebecca. It's that important. We got a lot of comments coming in on. I know a lot of you are also on Periscope and Facebook said they're participating in vigils.
That's right. Plenty of them. It seems like there's one in South San Francisco. Someone just posted that they're going to be at a vigil coming up here in the next little bit.
Let Logan know that. We're going to raid those
off.
Yeah,
let us know for sure where you're coming in from. We'll do our best to get those on the air. One other person asked, we asked it during the break, we talked about, wasn't the Pope instrumental in getting Miriam Ibrahim released?
Yeah, I mean, the Pope, the Holy See, the Pope did a great job in helping us with Miriam Ibrahim's case. We've asked the same thing here for Saeed Abedini's. We've also now asked Ban Ki-moon, because the president hasn't been able to do it, that's for sure. And that's one of the reasons why we are now, and we've been doing this in multiple ways.
There is a comment related to that. Someone asked if Nagme has met with the president recently, if there are any updates from the
White House?
From the administration.
Let me turn that over to Jordan. He's not met with Nagme since the meeting in February or March? But, Jordan, there's been communication from the State Department. I don't know what you're allowed to say or not say, but do you want to address that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's been work and engagement and at the highest level of the United States. And so the question I think now is how committed it is ultimately to seeing this through and getting this done. And maybe that has shifted somewhat now that the nuclear deal has moved forward, that this has become a higher priority, because certainly during those discussions it was a back burner, and almost admittedly so by the administration.
What's happened also is, understand this, folks, is, and we're, by the way, we're on radio today, we're on Facebook, we're on Periscope, our television audience is with us here. This is a big issue. This week Josh Earnest made this statement about Saeed Abedini. Here we go.
What I will say is simply that the president has made clear that our efforts to try to secure the safe return of those Americans that are unjustly held inside of Iran, those efforts continue, and they continue to be a priority of this administration and of the president personally.
But we lost a huge leverage point when we had the deal a bad deal with Iran, only made bad worse by the fact that we did not get the release of the Americans. I mean, just made that deal worse than it already was. All right, let's take another call comment.
Sure, a couple of comments coming in. A person who will be joining Mike will be at a vigil in Milton, New Hampshire.
Great. We want to know this coming up in the next half hour.
San Francisco, Elon, North Carolina. A lot of comments. A lot of people are pouring in saying that they will be at different vigils around the nation. Let's go take a call. Leah's calling from Danville, Virginia. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, Jay, this is Leah from ATN World News.
Great.
Nice to talk with you.
Listen, you too.
When I my periscope dinged and I saw the topic that you were talking on today, I have such a passion for this, and this is a comment I want to make. Well, it's great that we focus on the churches, but we also need to focus on independent news agencies. And this is a statement I want to give to people out there who are involved in independent news agency. A lot rests on your shoulders and is required of you to implement justice, and not just a token statement here and there. It's keeping on it, like the ACLJ does, keeps on it. It's going to cause the breakthrough.
I will tell you this, Leah. Here's some good news. I mean, we mentioned Newsmax is covering it. I know Breitbart's covered it. WorldNet Daily's covered it. I can have Fox News. I mean, are we up on Fox News today with my op-ed? I believe. I'll check on that. We'll encourage people to go there. So we are getting multimedia approaches. And, Logan, internally, we have done our own within social media. We have put out a lot. We're reaching – on social media alone, we reach up to 4 million – just shy of 4 million people a day.
Right, and every post, not just today. Every time you post out, it goes to at least that many people. As well, we've created a full-length movie that talks about Saeed, a documentary. We're constantly creating different – versions and different ways for people to get engaged and to hear this story.
Awareness, Jordan, is a key, and we have, I mean, effectively between Nagme's efforts, our efforts, and a lot of people around the globe. I mean, people now know the Saeed Abedini story, including now over 100 members of governmental parliaments from 67 countries. So people know the Saeed story.
Yeah, that's right. And they know it because of the advocacy, because of the work that's been done, because people have signed petitions, because they've spoken out. And over this horrible 3 years, people have been willing, when necessary, to kind of kick back into gear, if you will. And that's why I think it speaks to the level of support when there are hundreds of more prayer vigils this year than there were last year. And so even though we kind of speak to people, we're used to kind of this 24-hour get things done quick, this is one of those highly complicated situations made more complicated by a nuclear deal. So, just think about that. Put that into full context and then realize all of the different avenues you've been able to be active in already for Saeed,
and you're going to be on air on Fox News. Is it tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow evening at 6:30 with Nagme discussing the prayer vigils going on, the advocacy that's been done over the last couple of weeks, specific to the UN, the international parliamentarians, the Pope's visit, and working with members of Congress. And Nagme was at the joint session of Congress when the Pope addressed it yesterday.
Which is great. This is a picture, actually, of Nagme with Samantha Powers, our U.S. UN ambassador. So at least that's moving forward. Folks, as we take a break here, we're going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Sign that petition for Saeed today, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And I also urge you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
All right, and if you want to listen to the rest of the show, if your network doesn't carry the second half hour of Jay Secchio Live, there's an easy way to do it. Either go to aclj.org for an audio-only feed, or go to facebook.com/jsecular or Jay Secchio's verified Facebook page. And right there, you can watch the show live. You can do that also on Periscope by searching for Jay Secchio. It's a great way to interact, be a part of the show, be a part of the discussion, not just a listener. It's a great way to be it. So that's how you get the second half hour of the show. If this is it for the day, we'll talk to you next time.
At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
We're talking about freedom.
back to the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about the case of Syed Abedini. We are one day from the third commemoration of his incarceration now in Rajashahr prison, which I do we have a picture? We're able to find pictures of those? We do. I want to show this to our audience that's watching via Periscope and Facebook. These are the prisons. I mean, so these are not American prisons. I mean, these are awful. And the reality is, Jordan, he's in the worst of the prisons.
Yeah, that's right. And so he was actually moved from a prison outside of, right in Tehran, Evin prison, to Rajashahr, a couple of hours outside of Tehran, and much more violent criminals. So yep. Evin prison, which is, it's not good to note that it's mostly political prisoners and prisoners of conscience, but that certainly changes your prison environment when you're not around necessarily violent criminals. And so obviously it's not a good situation to be in. But when you add that element in, you also have to be very concerned, as we are every day, about surviving normal prison life. And even we hear stories about here at home in how prisons, there's violent situations right yep. here in the United States. Imagine a prison, a third world style prison under a repressive regime.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls here. Let's take line one. We've got calls coming in.
Sure, Lindsay's calling from Boise, Idaho. Lindsay, yep. Welcome to JSEC Live.
Of course, Boise is the hometown of Syed and Nagme and Rebecca and Jacob Abedini. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Hi, my comment is that I was scheduled to run a 5K with my mom, who's coming in from out of town. Yep. And when I found out that the vigil was also on Saturday, yep. I decided that I'm just going to get a group of us during that race, encourage as many racers as possible to finish, hurry over to the state capitol.
Right.
And participate in this prayer vigil, because
what a great
we,
idea.
As Americans and Christians, we have our lives in relative comfort and peace, and they continue. If we can take an hour of our lives and band together and become prayer warriors and show support for Syed and what he is experiencing on behalf of all Christians in the world, it would send such a message that our lives go on, but yep. he is in pain, and my heart just hurts for him right now.
Well,
and
Lindsay, let me say this. This is a great idea of getting people to go right from that 5K charity run over to the prayer vigil. And I know, Logan, we're hearing from people literally on Facebook and Periscope all over the country, like Lindsay, that are going to be attending these prayer vigils. I mean, we've got a lot of cities
right.
that are being given to us.
Coast
yep.
to coast, people are talking about this, from California to New Hampshire and everywhere in between and up and down. It seems like everyone is really in this. And if they want to find out where their nearest vigil is, you can go to SyedVigil.com. It'll tell you exactly where you can do it. It's an ACLJ Be Heard Project site. I mean, I'm looking on the list right now, everywhere from little towns in Alabama to Los Angeles and everywhere in between.
And Jordan, these vigils do make a difference because they get picked up on local news, and that becomes important. It's keeping this, you keep them alive by keeping them in the news. That's a big part of what you have to do here, is the advocacy. To keep the client here, Syed Abedini, alive, you need to keep it in the news. These vigils become a focal point for keeping it in the news in the local community, and that helps too.
That's right. It's not just a national news story or international news story, but there's something that people can hold on to close to home and be physically involved. And so you've got over 800 vigils happening in 38 different countries. And right here at home, I mean, hundreds of vigils in every city you can imagine. People can still add it to SyedVigil.com. And because of that, it drives attention. And that kind of attention, it's not done in vain. I mean, it's done because it's necessary to keep this on the minds of world leaders and in the news.
All right, we're taking more of your comments and more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Don't forget, we're in the last few days here of the month. The ACLJ about to set a record for this month, a support to the ACLJ. You can make that happen by going to ACLJ.org. Your online contributions make a huge difference, ACLJ.org. If you haven't signed the Syed Abedini petition, do it today at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
All right, and the conversation continues right now online on Facebook and Periscope, or give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll get your questions or comments on the air, either via text or via phone. We're happy to take it. We'll be right back on JSEC Hill Live.
You
It's a critical time in the fight to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Tomorrow marks the third anniversary of his captivity. This troubling milestone comes as Pastor Saeed recovers from a new round of beatings by prison officials this week. Iranian President Rouhani will speak to the UN General Assembly in the days ahead. At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time this U.S. citizen was freed. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey folks, we've got a movie out that describes a lot of this called LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. The movie's called Let My People Go, but if you go to LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com, we will go ahead and you can view it absolutely free. And Logan, you said, what, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands have viewed it already, right?
Absolutely. It's been out since a little bit earlier this year, but it's a really great synopsis on what the whole issue is. It's a really great way to see it. Again, it's absolutely free at LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. It's about 90 minutes. It's a full-length documentary film, so you get to hear about other stories, not just Saeed. But Saeed is obviously kind of a focal point throughout the film.
Yeah. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. We'll take some comments as well.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Michelle is calling from Gresham, Oregon. You're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, hello. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just had a quick comment. I just wanted to thank you and Nazmi for all the Be Heard project and the Safe Saeed Vigil, the websites there made it really easy to put a vigil together.
Look, our team, I'll let you get back to the vigil in a second. Our team, thanking me is great, but really the thank you goes to our media team that developed that site. They've done a great job on that. The men and women working in our media department, a lot of which are in the room right now with us as we're filming for TV, but in our social media department as well. And the Be Heard Project, it was interesting you said that, Michelle, because, Logan, that was something you launched how many years ago initially? It was on the pro-life issue.
Seven years ago, I'd say, and then it kind of was rebooted when this sort of persecuted church sort of topic became something that everyone's aware of and everyone started talking about. And we're really happy to see it continue. Again, as these sort of vigils spread, there's also vigils online. If for some reason there's not one in your area, there's ones you can join online and be a part of that as well at saeedvigil.com. Again, there is one in your area. Within 20 minutes, I'd say there's probably one in your area. If I'm looking at this list, there doesn't seem to be one area that's not covered.
BeHeardProject.com. Let's go ahead and finish, Michelle. I'm sorry. You said you're holding a vigil this Sunday?
Last week we dedicated our service to Saeed's story, and we used some very powerful excerpts from some of the interviews and letters from Pastor Saeed and updates and kind of did some role plays, and it was extremely powerful.
Great.
We're going to hold the vigil tomorrow and dedicating the following day's service again to the persecuted.
Well, Michelle, I appreciate that. I know the family does. And Jordan, as you just said, I want you to reiterate this. And by the way, I'm holding the last few of the letters, 263,000 letters, each one with someone else's name on. I mean, these are all individual. So when you sign those petitions, you're asking, do they matter? Do we have a picture of those going up to the I want to show the boxes being sent out here because, folks, this is – there you go. Can you put a pan onto that, Logan? This is to our, for our audience watching on Periscope and Facebook. That's just some of the ones. That's the last batch going up to the United Nations. 263,000 of these have been sent. So that is keeping him alive. And, Jordan, that's a big part of this, is keeping these vigils going, keeping these this kind of discussion going, so that you keep them alive while we work on their release.
That's absolutely right. And people have a unique opportunity this weekend. Over 800 vigils happening on Saturday, tomorrow, marking the third anniversary of Saeed's imprisonment. And these are happening in over 38 countries. And so people, this is a way to, and it's hundreds more than last year, and it's really a way for people to show that solidarity, to come together in prayer. Yep. And people ask all the time on this broadcast, what else can they do? This is something you can physically go and do and be part of.
Let me encourage you to do that. And if you go to, what's the website, Will, for people to go to for that? Thanks, Logan. Okay. Let's go ahead and take some more calls, more comments. 1-800-684-3110 is that number, 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
We're going to go to Jerry, who's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. She's hosting her own vigil, I believe. Great. So, Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you and your team are doing. It's inspirational for Christians to know that they have somebody fighting for them.
Well, I appreciate that.
And Nagame is such a strong woman of God, yep, and her husband. And I encourage all Christians to go to the vigils wherever they are. I am honored having one here in Jacksonville, Florida,
great,
at 2967 Huffman Boulevard.
Okay.
At Coral Ridge, and it'll be at 1:30 tomorrow.
Great.
Also honored to have Paul Pitts, who is a phenomenal singer, who is going to be going,
great,
and being there.
And we've got
that's on the list. I just looked. You can find that and other vigils that are happening literally everywhere across
and
the
globe.
And
you're getting comments from our folks on Facebook and Periscope that they've got literally all over the country?
It's all over the country in almost every major market, as well as little markets. Hundreds at least.
Yeah, wow. All right, let's go ahead. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on the subject of Saeed. If you're doing a vigil or participating in a vigil, if you've got your thoughts and prayers for Saeed, talk to us. 1-800-684-3110. You've got a lot. Logan was saying comments have come in about the Pope. Are they still, or what's the Pope's role in this? We're still getting some of those?
Some, but I believe a lot of people have now kind of understood what you're saying.
But I think, Jordan, it'd be helpful here to explain what we're doing with the governmental actors, whether it's the Holy See is recognized as a state, but also other parties we're dealing with right now, to get the scope of what we're doing, because we lost a lot of leverage when this Iran deal was cut without a release of the Americans.
Absolutely, because ultimately, these being Americans, it is going to be up to the U.S. government now more than ever with this bilateral dialogue that exists between Iran and the United States. The fact that we're sitting down at the table, and we have been for now more than a year, they've negotiated this comprehensive, yep, nuclear deal. And so it will ultimately fall on the United States. But that doesn't mean the international community can't play a key role. So whether it's the United Nations itself as a international institution or representatives from different countries. So we have 67 global parliamentarians, leaders from different countries, who signed on a letter to the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament just this week demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. They come from almost 50 different countries. So 67 parliament members, yep, from around the world.
Big deal.
From nearly 50 different countries.
So our team is working. Tiffany Barron and Jordan Than are working on this on the legal side. We've got Skip Ash, of course, is our senior counsel, working on this on the global side as well. I mean, we've got a lot of resources at the ACLJ working on this. Your prayers, though, make a huge difference. These prayer vigils, and by the way, if you're watching this after the prayer vigil takes place, that doesn't stop you from having a prayer vigil with your community or your church next week, next month, until Saeed's release. We think that's an important part of this.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be on a specific day. Obviously, this is the one day of the year that everyone,
right,
gets together to have these prayer vigils, because it does mark the years in prison that Saeed has been in. But that doesn't mean your prayers are any less important on any other day. So it is great,
absolutely,
to get your church involved still in this issue and continue the fight and continue, like I said, continue the prayers.
All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. Folks, we want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Jeff, who's actually also calling from Jacksonville, Florida, but ties in a little bit to a topic we had earlier. Jeff, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you for taking,
sure,
my call.
Glad to do it.
I'll be succinct and concise.
Okay.
The arrest, incarceration, and torture of this American Christian pastor,
yep,
is just another classic example of why the Sharia law is not compatible with the United States.
Absolutely.
Lack of freedom of religion. Thank you.
Well, you're right. I'm holding a book that we've written called Sharia in America, and actually it may become part of a bigger book that we're going to do next year with Iran and Sharia and the export. In the book, we actually draw that example. In the United States, if you change religions, we call it the free exercise of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly. If you do that under Sharia, it's called the death penalty. I mean, it's that significant. So, folks, we want to encourage you to understand the difference of this, and that's why we've got all these resources available, and we've got some of those resources up at ACLJ.org right now. By the way, if you haven't signed that petition for Saeed, do it now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want to encourage you to call us at wherever you're calling from. We want to know what you're going to be doing for Saeed and the vigils this weekend. So we just want to hear where you're from. Same thing on Facebook and Periscope. Let Logan know where you're coming in from. That's really important. You're getting it from all over.
Yeah, from all over the country, all over the world as well. So give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or just go online. Go to Facebook.com/JSekulow. Leave it in the comments. We'll be happy to take it on the air.
The movie is called Let My People Go. You can go to letmypeoplegomovie.com. That's an easy way to get information and to learn about this issue of the persecuted church. It has Saeed's case in it, but others as well. letmypeoplegomovie.com. And also, I'm going to encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to that petition for Saeed's release that we're sending to the UN. We already have 263,000 letters, 1,135,000 signatures. Very, very important. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. In the next segment of the broadcast, I want to know what you all are doing, what your thoughts and prayers are on Facebook as well and Periscope. Call us. We've got some lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Logan, you're going to encourage our friends that are listening to the broadcast or also watching on Facebook and Periscope. Call in. It's a good time to call in. We want to end this strong for Saeed.
Last segment of the week, and we could use your help right now. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about this situation. 1-800-684-3110. A couple lines open right now. 1-800-684-3110. And be a part of the discussion here as well as online and on radio.
Let me encourage you also, folks, pray for Saeed Abedini. We've been asking you to pray for Nagme and the kids, but pray for Saeed. This is a very serious situation. Your prayers help keep him alive. Keeping this out in the public helps keep him alive. Talking about it keeps him alive. 800-684-3110 for your calls. We'll take more of those when we come back from the break in just a moment.
It's a critical time in the fight to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Tomorrow marks the third anniversary of his captivity. This troubling milestone comes as Pastor Saeed recovers from a new round of beatings by prison officials this week. Iranian President Rouhani will speak to the UN General Assembly in the days ahead. At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time this U.S. citizen was freed. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
schedules going on from coast to coast. I want Jordan to take a moment here. Describe again the importance of the prayer meetings, the prayer vigils, the getting this in the local media, the importance of this.
Sure. It's another way to restart the conversation about Saeed, reminds people who may not be as up to date as you are on all of these global issues and specifically on Saeed's story. Maybe they remember a vigil from last year or they heard about the story months ago, but they haven't had an update. It's a great time. And so over 800 of these vigils happening around the world in 38 different countries. And you can go to Saeed Vigil. It's SAEEDVigil.com to find the vigil closest to you. That's happening. And again, this third anniversary of Saeed's imprisonment. So this is an important time to bring attention.
And no matter when you're viewing this, let me encourage you, you can have that vigil anytime. So there's a particular date because of the third year commemorative event of his incarceration. But the fact of the matter is that you could do this at any time. We encourage you to keep this in front of your church and your friends. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take some comments and calls.
Let's go to Kurt, who's calling from Wichita, Kansas. Kurt, welcome to JSIQ Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, hi, thank you, and thanks so much for your guys' ministry and what you guys do.
Thank you.
Hey, this is more of a comment than anything else. You know, the prayer vigil is outstanding. You know, Scripture tells us that when believers come together in prayer and they pray in the will of God, that He'll hear us, that He'll deliver it, and I'm confident that will happen. The thing to me that is bothersome about this, though, is that it's coming to this point that we're having to have prayer vigils in order to get Saeed and the others released, when this should have been done long ago. We should never even be to this point that the negotiations took place and these people are still behind bars and still sit there today, and that we're having to call to the spirituality of the believers and everybody
else.
Well,
I mean, but Kurt, this is the situation we've got. I mean, I was hoping and praying that we'd get a release as the negotiations with the Iranians went forward. I still think the deal is horrible, made worse by the fact that the incarceration of the Americans, all four Americans, continues. But I mean, look, we've got prayer is an important tool here, and we want to utilize that, because you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people will be participating in this. And Logan's been getting reports from Periscope and Facebook. We've been getting them on radio as well, literally from coast to coast and around the world.
Right. Someone just chimed in from Farmville, North Carolina, just one that literally just came by our messages here, from who is fasting and praying, is going to have also be a part of a vigil tomorrow. It is interesting. Phoenix, Arizona. There, I mean, there's a lot that just keep rolling. Middleton, Ohio, and Des Moines,
going.
Iowa. People just keep pouring out there where they're calling in from or where they're commenting in from about these vigils. We actually have a call, too, that's related to that. Let's go to Melissa from Kentucky. Welcome to JSIQO Live.
Yeah, hey, Melissa. You're watching via Periscope.
Periscope and actually Facebook. I got you both going on.
Oh, there you go.
Double screen experience.
Yeah, you're having the full screen and on radio. There you go. How about that? There you got all the media go. And on TV, because we're filming for TV today. But go ahead, Melissa.
Super. Well, I was just calling to say that a longtime listener, I've been following Saeed's story almost, you know, from the beginning, and organized a vigil last year and organized one this year for Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and also for Hodgenville. They're only 11 miles apart, but part of the day we're going to be in Elizabethtown, and the last part of the day we're going to you know, go over to Hodgenville and just get our communities together to pray for Saeed and all the persecuted Christians and
Americans. Great, and I appreciate, Melissa, I'm sending you our book, Rise of ISIS. I just signed it for you. I'm going to send you that, so tell the operator so we can mail that out to you. But this is exactly what we want to happen, folks, that we're hearing from all over the country. I mean, Logan cannot even keep up with the list of people that are responding from everywhere.
That's right. On Facebook and Periscope, people are chiming in. Like I said, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're having comments from people that really, cities and states you wouldn't even think were covering it, are covering this. And there are a few people who said, hey, I don't have one in my local area. Well, you can be a part of one still online. If you go to SaeedVigil.com, the first ones on the list are nationwide ones, so you can be part of them on Facebook and social media. There's ways you can still interact to be a part of this if there's not one in your area. But most likely, there is.
Yeah. And again, if you're watching later, that's no problem. You can have that. You can organize a vigil at any time, and we encourage you to do that. All right, we're taking your comments and calls. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here.
Sure, let's take a call. Cindy's calling from Charlottesville, Virginia, with a question concerning the other prisoners who are held right now. So, Cindy,
hey, Cindy.
Welcome to JSIQ Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
The reason I'm calling, I bless all of the people that are putting on the vigils and those that will be participating. I'll be looking for one now.
Great.
But all of this is about Pastor Saeed, and there are four individuals, four Americans that are there. It's not a criticism, but just a question. Why is it being specifically directed for Pastor Saeed?
Well, we represent. That's a great question. We're not saying we represent, of course, Saeed Abedini. But as you've noticed over the last, do we have a picture of all four of them? If we do, I'm going to put it up. The fact of the matter is this, Cindy. We are encouraging people to pray for all of those Americans, and you'll notice that in the latest. Responses that we've been engaged in, Jordan, as we've been dealing with this, each of the families are talking about the other. There's actually a shot for our Periscope and Facebook friends. There's the four Americans right there. And Cindy, we've encouraged the families to talk about each other. And Jordan, that's one of the things that has been happening over the last, I'd say, 2 months pretty significantly. So when those prayer vigils are taking place, by all means, raise the other Americans. In fact, pray for the persecuted church and those other Americans that we know are being held in jail. Absolutely. But that is over the last 4 months or 2 months for sure that you're seeing the families talk about each other much more.
That's right. We have to be careful. These families, they all have unique backgrounds. They may not specifically endorse this event, but that doesn't mean we can't be in prayer for those other Americans, and certainly that's a part of this. And so as you said, we represent Saeed, and so in these kind of complicated matters, and this is very complicated, when you're public like this, you have to be very careful to represent our interests of our client, but also to respect the others who have their own representation. But that does not stop everybody from being in prayer. And I think it's pretty clear that for the most part, it seems like these Americans and their release could be a package situation where they would all be released at the same time. And it's not 100%, but certainly you could see that happening.
All right.
We're actually encouraging other people who are watching right now on Facebook and Periscope. We had Window Tribble say, "Help Jay fight for our brother, Pastor Saeed, and overcome our Christian values. Find out how you can help at ACLJ." And Jay, thank you. We have a lot of people like that who are actually just encouraging others currently. The Lord has not forsaken Pastor Saeed, but is working his plan through each of us. Persevere in prayer. We are going to see a miracle. Hashtag free Saeed.
Let me play for you, because since Sarah brought this up, let me play Sarah Hakmati, who's spoke on behalf of her brother. Take a listen.
Our family learned later that our silence allowed Amir to suffer the worst torture imaginable.
This is the problem. The government will tell you, silent, you know, let us work through it. Meanwhile, when you're silent, that gets worse for them. So we want to encourage you to be in prayer for these families, all four Americans, but of course, Saeed, Nagme, Rebecca, Jacob. Sign up for a vigil. If you're watching this later on television, have your own vigil. You can organize that as well. Continue this effort until they're released. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition that's now over 1,100,000. The last of our 263 letters go to the UN for delivery Monday when the president of Iran is speaking. Those will be up as well. And again, let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org. You're getting an email from me today about Saeed Abedini's case. We're going to urge you to sign on to that petition for Saeed, but also support the work of the ACLJ. We're about to have a record month here because of your support. We want that to continue at ACLJ.org and Periscope and Facebook. Thank you for watching the broadcast. Television audience, great having you. Radio as well. And we'll talk to you next week. No, I can't stand this evil anymore.
At the ACLJ, we've heard from more than 260,000 people urging Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to pressure Iran and to appeal to President Rouhani directly to release Pastor Saeed. Take a stand for Pastor Saeed now. It's time to send Pastor Saeed home to his wife and children. The world is watching. Add your name of support right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.